In today's Mishnah, we learn the sixth and final Mishnah from the ninth parak of Masechta Sanhedrin, and start the tenth parak. And yesterday's Mishnah, we talk about particular offences where the perpetrator of the offence was actually killed, albeit not in normal a process of going through Beit Din and giving a capital punishment. So we learn about other such offences where the offender meets his end, however, once again, not through the normal judicial process. So Mishnah says, "Hagoneva takasve, someone steals one of the kli hasharet, one of the utensils used in the Beis Hamikdash." According to one understanding, this is specifically the kli hasharet that was used for nisuch hamayim, for water libations. And the person stealing it was a tzduki, someone who only went by the written Torah and didn't hold by any of the oral tradition, and therefore had an interest in stealing such a kli, because nisuch hamayim, water libations, is not explicitly mentioned in the Torah. So someone who, again, steals one of the klisharet, or makalel, because of makos Hashem, used the name of Odazar, or Bela to Aramit, has a relationship with a non-Jewess who is involved in a Vodazara, idol worship, and he has a relationship, befarhes, in public, in front of ten men from Israel. We say in those offenses, kana'im po gimbal, the zealots take the matter into their own hands and will kill such an individual. However, once again, this is only if it was at the time of the offense itself. If it was after the offense, then he'd simply have to take this individual to Beit Din and go through the normal process of trying such an individual. Let's continue. Kohen Sheshemesh Betum, if a Kohen engaged in Avodah in the Beis Hamikdash, but he was in a state of Tumah, he was impure, and such a punishment is normally Mita B'Yedei Shemayim. I mean, this is almost like a heavenly administered punishment. We'll explain a bit more details in a moment. Mishnah says, "Ein echav konim mevinot al beitin." The other konim that see this individual deliberately working in a state of tumah don't even bother taking the beitin el apirchei kohana. The young konim would take him outside, watzinot al chutz lazera, out of the courtyard of Beis Mikdash, mafatzinot macho begizrin. They take some planks of wood and crack his skull open. Zar, a non-kohen shishimesh b'mikdash. If a non-kohen engaged in avodah tried to act like a kohen in the Beis Hamikdash, we say Rabbi Akiva says he's punished. It's a capital offense, and his punishment is chenek, and that's learned from Gzeira Shava, from Yumat, from the case of a navi sheker, whose punishment is chenek. However, Chachamim Orim say they learn from a different pasuk that the punishment is actually bidei shemaim. This is mitzvah bidei shemaim. It's again a punishment administered from heaven. It's not something we take care of in this world. What's interesting, yesterday I touched on the fact, the concept of karet. So what's the difference is karet and mitzvah b'dei shemayim, both of which appear to be heavenly met punishments that seem to shorten one's life. So one understanding is that karet is the individual is punished despite the fact he's killed in this world. He receives a punishment in the world to come. However, mitzvah b'dei shemayim, the punishment is only the shortening of his life in dying in this world, and that achieves an atonement for him. That's the opinion of Rambam and the Bartanura. Kati also cites Rashi, that it's actually different. Both of them are actually shortening of life, both karet and mitzvah b'dei shemayim. However, when it comes to karet, not only is yamav nichratim, it's also holech ariri. Which means that he's left childless. Now let's begin the 10th perek. Mishnah begins, Kol Yisrael Yeshlem Chelek Lo'olam Haba, that every single Jew has a share in the world to come. Actually, Le'olam Haba means to the world to come, but I think we discussed in Mishnah Yom HaAdar that nuance there. The question is, what is Olam Haba in the context of this Mishnah? We've got a debate, but Kati cites two opinions very briefly. Bartanura says this refers to the time after Tchiyat HaMetim, after the resurrection of the dead, whereas the Rambam explains that this is referring to the world of the Neshamas after someone dies. So every single Jew has a share in Olam Haba, or to Le'olam Haba. And what's this based on? Shem Haba Amech Kulam Tzadikim, your nation all righteous, lolam yeshuat, they will inherit aretz, netzer meta'ai, the branch of my planting, masi adailit pa'ar, that my handiwork in which I take pride. So the idea is yeshu aretz, that means the first for eretz achayim, so lolam haba. So having said that, Mishnah says, well, actually, elohim she'ein lahem chelek lolam haba, there are particular individuals by way of their actions or their thoughts and their muna, by being kofir, by denying some of the fundamentals of faith, they end up losing their share. What are they? Ha'omer ein tchiyat ha-meitim in the Torah, someone who denies the fact that there is resurrection of the dead. That is such an individual who loses his chelek olam haba. Interesting here, the Kati cites the Gemara that says actually mida kedega mida. If you don't believe in it, you don't get a share in it. Next one is vein Torah mishamayim. Someone says that the Torah is not divine. That is someone who endo chelak lo ambav. And next is apikoros. What is an apikoros? The Batanura simply says apikoros is someone who degrades talmidei chachamim. Or it degrades the Torah itself. Kati has a slightly broader set of actions or beliefs that would define one as an apikoros. That is someone who denies the existence of Hashem, who's machish benuvor, denies prophecy, who's kofir b'tor shavah, denies the oral law, and who degrades the mu'adot, who's mechalel at the kodshim, desecrates the kodshim, I mean korbanot and the like. And so anyone who brazenly does aveirot, it says biyad rama, with force, I guess that is. So Kati elaborates, what does it mean by biyad rama? Sorry, it means if he does it in order to, in a public manner, in a heretical fashion, in order to cause anger. And someone also who denies the fact that there'll be a Zman Mashiach. All those people, the way Kati explains it, are ones that are defined as apikoros has no chelek olam haba. Rabbi Akiva says, afa kreya besfarim achitzonim. Also, the Rabbi Akiva includes those people who read sfarim achitzonim, the outer books. What a sefer achitzonim. This refer heretical texts. That specifically, Kati cites the Rif, that explain Torah Nevim, the Tanakh, Torah Nevim Kduvim, according to whichever way they wish to understand it, not relying on Midrashei Chachamim and the Divrei Chazal. Next, Halochesh Alamaka, someone who has a wound, and he starts Lochesh, so he recites the Psukim over this mak, over a wound in order to heal it. What's a pasuk? Kol machala shasamti metzrayim losom lasimanech alecha. That any machala that I placed in Mitzrayim, I will not place on you, because I'm your here, ani Hashem rofecha. The issue is that he would spit on the wound, as he would say in the pasuk, and what's the problem? Well, the pasuk is he has Shem Hashem, so he's spitting as he's saying Shem Hashem. That's why, according to Rabbi Kiva, that would make someone have no chelek lam ba. It's degrading to do so. And Abashul adds, Av hoge et Hashem ba'otiyotav. Also, someone who expresses Hashem's name, says Hashem's name, as it is written. Those that meaning we don't say the Shem's name as it is written. We say it using a different replacement word. However, someone who says Hashem's explicit name as it is written would also not have a shechelek l'olam haba. The Baal Tanura says this is the four letter name that I was referring to that we say as we see it written in the Torah, and as I said or explained to you, we don't actually say it as it's written. When we say Hashem Hashem, we say the Aleph Dal and Nun Yud, as opposed to the Yud Hey, then followed by the Vav and the Hey. That name. Importantly, this is all these things. He doesn't have chelek olam if he doesn't do tshuva. If an individual does regrets what he does, his full repentance, then he would have a chelek l'olam haba. That was the Mishnah today.